the steaminess of Hyeong's voice. Heart to heart.
I didn't do it that way.
She's much more sweet.
Anyways, it was like that.
In your mind. Well, I take that as a compliment. And this week, we have Zoe sending
Zoe.
Us a question.
Hey guys, I'm Zoe. I'm from Sichuan Normal University. I want to say thanks for company. I have listened to Roundtable since I was a freshman, and now I'm going to graduate. I really appreciate it. I love you guys. As a new zero waster, I care about the planet a lot. I always take my own bottle, my tote bags, tableware, or even lunchbox. And lots of my friends are also influenced by me, even I don't ask others to do so. I really thought this is a great idea and also a challenge for human beings. May I know your views about the pollution or environmental friendly things? A second question is, I'm going to the US for summer work and travel this year. Any suggestions from your guys? Okay, have a great, great day.
Oh, thank you, Zoe, for your questions.
Yeah. So I believe the first question was how to get people to be like Zoe. Zoe, you're doing so awesome. First of all, I'm really impressed by how you live your life and how that's also affecting your friends. Keep it up. You are a rock star. And also you listen to the show, which just means you're a super rock star. But okay, here's what I've always thought about this. Everybody cares to some extent about the things that haven't yet started to kill them, right? People smoke cigarettes and they know it's gonna kill them one day. But they're thinking, it's not gonna kill me today, right? Oh, this is not gonna kill me today. But then one day the doctor tells them, you have like stage 5 lung cancer, you have a week to live. And then suddenly the feeling of regret for everything they've done just hits. So what this analogy says is, this also applies to people and how they litter. They know it's a problem, guaranteed. People see it on the street. Nobody likes to look at it. It's there, but it's not my job to pick it up. It's not his job to pick it up. And it's there, and eventually maybe it winds up in some place like a landfill or the ocean, and I forget about it. But then one day, I eat a piece of fish, and I go into some kind of stomach hospital gastritis thing, and I find out that this plastic has toxins in my body, and this is happening all over the world. Then maybe people will start to do something about it. But the human race often lacks this kind of foresight to be able to make the actions when they need to be made, so that people don't have to die, so that there doesn't have to be some kind of huge cataclysmic catastrophe. And so just like smoking, just like drinking when you're an alcoholic, people do it until, boom, they hit that wall. And when they hit that wall, there's that feeling of regret. So I hope and pray people can be as cool and as smart and have as much foresight as you, Zoe, because you are awesome. Your other question about the U.S., if you are going to the U.S., my best advice is have fun, see as much as you can, take as many pictures as you can, enjoy the Mexican food restaurants that are there because I love Mexican food. So have a great time. Americans, honestly, they're pretty friendly people, so I think you'll enjoy yourself.
Yes, that's well said. And also, I wanted to say I'm so proud of you, Zoe, out there. You are trying to monitor your every move to reduce the carbon emission. That is so noble. And to be honest, we looked into some data and it showed that actually the richest 10% of people living in this planet consumes 50% of the carbon emission.
You know, this makes sense. So basically what you said, right? Again, if I can repeat, 10% of the population, these rich people, 10% are contributing 50% of the pollution.
Yes.
Now, you're like, how is that possible? Because maybe if you go to poor areas, you see actually they live renewably, sustainably. They have like very, like, respect for the land, you know, in certain parts of, like, the Philippines, I saw this or whatnot. People living with fishing and, you know, being very, not electricity or gas vehicles going on. Yet you see, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, who claims to be a big environmentalist, but then goes and drives a yacht all the time around the world, and the amount of pollution produced just by that yacht is huge.
Exactly.
So this is a perfect example.
Yes. So the rich you get, actually, the more responsibility you hold. So you, for our dear listeners out there, if you're super rich, first of all, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I like your life. And second, maybe you can do a little more to reduce the carbon emission out there. And a lot of media outlets are concentrating on this problem. Actually, China Plus is currently doing a little video showing our attitude about the climate change. So everyone is chiming in, and I am confident.
Go China Plus.
Yes, and that is an app where you can check Roundtable out too. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I totally understand a sense of frustration, I think, for those who are doing extra to live greener and more of a sustainable lifestyle. Because, Ryan, you give great analogies, but there is one thing that is kind of special for the environmental issue here. That is, if you're a smoker, then you can fix it yourself to some extent if you stop smoking. But when it comes to the environment, yeah, let's just say if I don't letter. But what about Joe Schmo next door, Mr. Wong? He's probably doing that, and there's nothing I can do to stop him. And is he wasting and lettering extra the part that I've saved? So that kind of mentality, you can see that different nations hold as well. So this is the really difficult part of fighting this global environmental problem.
You make a great point, and I think my analogy was more saying, everybody's a smoker when it comes to using plastics and these kind of things. Plastics being the smoking, right? And though we're not necessarily, you know, we know it's bad for us, just like a smoker knows it's bad for us. We don't stop because it's convenient. It makes us feel better to be able to go into a store and not have to prepare or think ahead and just walk out with a bunch of bags and put it in our car and go home. Boom. It's simple. Life is easy. But the trade-off and the thing is, these massive patches in the ocean that are growing that take 100 years to biodecompose and release toxins, this is something we're not seeing every day. So maybe just like smoking, you'll see the effects when it happens to you. The scarier thing about this is the average person isn't seeing the problems they're causing. And everybody's trying to kind of show a red flag. But maybe it has to be to the problem where it ends up on their doorstep, where suddenly people are dying from this kind of pollution, where we really say, holy cow, we need to do something.
Yes, we want to act, and we should act before it's too late.
And China has made many initiatives to do this, I do want to say. So that's something to be proud of.
Yes, and let's get on this together, this mission.